As far as looking back at the week that has been, well, one good thing about our planet is that there's always news happening. Let's get you caught up on it.
Breaking news!
It's time for your Friday morning weekly headlines. First of all, boy, that twin engine Cessna yesterday that did that skid landing in Arlington. Holy cow! If you haven't seen the video on that, props. Heads up. That pilot, I make them my pilot. That's amazing.
Okay, so is
right
this
there.
One of those like double-edged swords? Like you want to see it because it's fantastic, but then you're also terrified to see it?
It's a marvel. That guy knew somehow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he knew what he was doing, but he did it. It was one of the best landings I've ever seen, and it didn't have any landing gear.
So it's like all he was doing was driving the plane.
Man,
imagine that.
That was pretty amazing. But yes, it was made official, as we've talked about in months past. The U.S. Treasury has ordered its final round of pennies.
No!
The pennies will roll off the production line early next year, and then they're just going to stop making them altogether. So, of course, this comes from President Trump, who ordered the U.S. Mint to stop making them because, as we've found out, it takes about 4 cents to make 1 cent. And that's usually a losing thing.
Yeah, that's not... I don't know much about math, but it doesn't sound like a good investment.
When it came to the Dave Ramsey class, that was one of the first things he told us not
really?
To do.
Really? Not to invest in pennies?
Not to. Well, and that really is... That was my retirement fund, so I don't know what we're going to do about this right now.
Breaking news!
But the penny's going away, everybody.
Pecan Lodge in Dallas was the place to be yesterday, where Tom Cruise popped by for some bona fide Texas barbecue. They sent out a massive buffet for Tom, who was quite a hit in the joint.
I was really just kind of taken away with how genuine he was. Into the meal, before we brought out the banana pudding and the cobbler and all that kind of stuff, he was just as actively involved in picking up the plates and wiping the table down and helping us kind of get things cleared off so that we could get the desserts down for everybody. I mean, I don't know what I was expecting, but he's just a great guy.
That's sweet. I do kind of wonder why he's been divorced 3 times if he's so good at dishes. But hey, whatever. He's in town to promote Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and pop by a few theaters to shake hands and kiss some babies.
I was struck by it. Seemingly, he did spend a lot of time one-on-one with the people, just like individually. It didn't seem like he was in a big rush to get
Everyone
through.
Everyone says that he's a fantastic human being.
So, yesterday in Dallas. That's also why they added 23 new people to Scientology. So.
I can't wait.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations on that. Interesting day in North Korea yesterday, as we shift our headlines.
Breaking news!
This all happened right in front of Kim Jong-un as they were getting ready to launch their second naval destroyer. Big ship, big warship.
Mm.
They already have one floating out there, and they were very excited about putting their second one in the water.
There's more.
And to do that, well, it kind of gets to go from the dry dock to get on a flatbed, and then it goes, and then they just shove it on into the water. Somewhere in between that, it fell off the flatbed and is only about a quarter of the way in the water and is heavily damaged. Kim Jong-un, believe it or not, admitted it, that it happened, first of all. That's pretty big. And then claimed and said they will arrest those that are responsible for this. So,
yeah, that doesn't mean arrest like it does here in the United States.
Really,
it is a different inference.
Really bad day for Kim Jong-un. Really bad days who drop the boat. Please leave it to professionals when you do this.
Breaking news!
First Lady Melania Trump has been hard at work on her autobiography, and like all new books, you can download the audiobook in her very own voice, available through 11 Reader platform. It uses AI to recreate her voice. Now, it's very popular with other authors, including Deepak Chopra, Dr. Maya Angelou, and even dead celebrities like Judy Garland, Bruce Reynolds, and John Wayne. It's $25. It's called Melania and available now.
So it's Melania's voice, but it's not Melania's voice.
It's AI
so
Melania.
So it'll sound like her, but it won't be her. So it'll seem like it's really her, but it's not. She's not really there. Three.
No, she's in Florida. That's where she lives.
So it's kind of like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Breaking news!
And this week, obviously, Gordon, Texas, you guys have had a heck of a week. Starting off the week on Sunday with all of those storms and the tornado. And we've been tracking the progress of Gordon Baseball, the Longhorn team, who last night traveled to Stephenville and continued on their pursuit of their first ever state championship. They've never been this far, by the way, before in the baseball state championships. Last night, taking on Perrin-Witt High School, who, by the way, shout out to the Pirates for Perrin-Witt. They presented Gordon's team with a check to support their school's recovery. The ISD there in Gordon was just absolutely demolished. It was really ground zero for that tornado. But last night, nonetheless, even though all of the equipment and stuff, which had hats off to the Texas Rangers Foundation, who came by during the week, dropped off gift cards for Academy Sports so they could go get equipment again to play these games for the playoffs for the baseball
team.
Just amazing. I know the city of Dublin came over and stepped up a lot to help. So as still the damage is being cleaned up and everything, they lined up Main Street last night to send off their Gordon Longhorns there to head to Stephenville High School and take on Perrin-Witt. With 9 runs scored in the first inning alone.
Whoa!
Winning game 1 of the best of 3 series, 13-2. Last night, Gordon Longhorns could close it out. Coming up Saturday, 4 p.m. start time, first pitch there. Once again, they are going to keep it, the series, in Stephenville. So, congratulations. It's been a heck of a week. But still bright spots right there, and that team is shining on the diamond. So, Gordon Longhorns.
Hook 'em horns.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.